I'm having delicious cookies and hot cocoa so I can stay up late.
So we can record podcast number 28. Ground
control. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ho, ho, ho. Who is that? I wonder what we're going to talk about tonight.
St. Nicholas! Yay! And Christmas!
And Christmas.
Because Christmas is in 2 days. Well, actually, almost one day. Because yes. It's almost midnight.
You're
which
right.
Which means it's almost Christmas Eve.
Yes. Here in Florida, it is almost midnight.
Yes.
Some people are already there. They're forward in time.
Yeah, it's already Christmas Eve in like Australia and New Zealand and stuff like that.
Back to St. Nick. We're going to try to stay focused. This is like take number 10. Okay, so
where is St. Nicholas?
I actually want to have my dinner. St. Nick was an amazing person. He had an amazing childhood. He had parents that loved him dearly.
And they were very wealthy.
Very wealthy people. And there's been many different
stories.
About Nick, saying he lived in Turkey, no, he lived in
Italy,
Rome, or he lived in Greece. We're going to go with this. The year, okay, the year that he was born was 270 A.D.
March 15th,
270 A.D. That is 270 years after Christ.
Yes.
When he went back to heaven. So, but you know what? He kept Jesus in his heart. He really did.
Very
he loved the Lord.
Leader.
When his parents died, he left home and went, made his way in life and went through all kinds of things in his life. But one thing he didn't leave was Jesus Christ. And so when he returned back to the town where he was from, he was a different person.
Yes.
He was even more solid in Jesus Christ. And actually,
he became a bishop.
He became a bishop in the church. But he loved Jesus Christ. He was his number one.
And he would not tolerate anyone talking against God.
Oh, no, he would use his
Jesus.
Staff.
Yes.
The very staff you see Father Christmas holding in pictures. He would use that against people if they spoke against Jesus Christ, the deity of Christ. Yeah. But on the other hand, he also had a kind and generous heart. He helped children, poor people, and he really did give gifts out. And how did he do that, Jen? How did he give the gifts to the children?
My mind is drawing a blank.
Too many questions.
All right.
What did he do? Did he put them in his gloves?
Oh,
in the beginning, he used to put them in shoes.
That's right.
He would have the parents. He wouldn't tell the children what he was doing at all.
Yeah.
And so that part's kind of true about Nicholas. He would have the parents set the children's shoes out on the back step. And he would go and put gifts and candy in all their shoes. And they would wake up in the morning and be very delighted and surprised. But he didn't let them know who did it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to take credit for that. That was from the heart of Christ, just wanting to bless them. And then, of course, like in any culture, except heaven culture, there were thieves. And the thieves would begin to steal not just the candy and the gifts, but the shoes. And so Nicholas came up with a way to avoid that. And so he had the parents would hang up their stockings or their socks right inside the door, and he had access to go in there, not through the chimney probably, but he did get in there, and he began to put them in the stockings, and that's where that whole thing comes from right now. So remember that as you're putting your stocking up by the mantle, hoping that somebody will drop something in it, not coal, unless you are on the naughty list. So let's get back to Nick. So he was a wonderful person. He was highly acknowledged and honored in his town. And then one day, of course, he went to heaven. And so guess what the Father did for him? He built a place in heaven called Christmastown. By the way, Father also loves Christmas. You know, it's the only time during the year when a lot of people forgive each other. They do kind acts. They're generous. Is that true?
They do. They honor each other.
They do. They show love, right?
They show love, yeah.
So that is a good thing. And they'll talk to people. They'll have, be restored to each other during that time of the year. More than any other time of the year, people decide to let their differences go and come together again, especially as family, but also as friends. So Christmas is actually a wonderful time of year. It's also the time of year that we celebrate whose birthday, Jen?
Jesus!
Yes, we do. And I know, I happen to know he likes sweets, by the way.
Yes.
And so it is a wonderful time of the year all the way around. I don't know why there's such a big upheaval about it. And please, stop with the gender thing, okay? Father Christmas was a father.
Yep.
Father God is a father. And your own father is a father.
That's
okay?
Right.
And so I don't know why the enemy seems like he has to get involved in everything. It's not going to stop life, okay? God has a plan for all of us. We all have gifts. He wants us to use those gifts just like Nicholas did. So, of course, there's a heaven, and in heaven is Christmas Town. There's all kinds of snow. Some is colored snow. There's ice skating. Yes, there's a house that belongs to Nick, and you can come visit him, and yes, he will give you gifts. And several other people have seen this, right? Remember the little girl?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Hero.
Hero was caught up to heaven. She had not even heard me speak about Christmas Town.
I love her name.
Yeah, Hero. And she started to tell her dad about this beautiful place called Christmas Village. She didn't know the exact name, but she called it Christmas Village. She saw these tall trees with beautiful lights, but they had little faces on them, and they were singing. And underneath all the trees were gifts. And so she asked God, why are there gifts under those trees? Who are they for? And he said, those are for everyone who visits Christmas Town to see Nick. Of course he's going to give gifts. That's what he did on the earth. So just let it go out of your mind. Stop arguing with everything wonderful God wants to do and enjoy it. I intend to enjoy this time of year.
So I do too.
So will they be caroling and stuff like that up there?
Oh, there are people who go around like Christmas caroling.
Of course.
And,
there's
so
people
cool.
who go caroling. They go sleigh rides. They can ice skate, have snowball fights. It's a little bit different than on the earth, though, because
yeah.
you're not as cool, but you don't like freeze, like get frostbite or anything like that. But of course, it's cool weather. But as all the other places in heaven, as you enter into a new part of heaven, everything you need to wear in that place while you're there is waiting for you, and it fits. So you would have snowsuits,
so cool.
gloves, you know, the boots. You're going to build snowmen, snow forts, you know, just like you would on the earth, except the snow is alive, as is the air, the water, the land. People who have been all over heaven have seen even little pebbles with faces jumping up and down worshiping Christ.
So when
all
you make a snowman,
worships.
It comes to life.
It will come to life. Yes, you can sing with it and dance with it.
And I'm going to make an Olaf,
Jen.
Which I say every time you talk about Christmas Town, I say that. I'm going to make an Olaf.
I wonder how many people have made them. So there probably be many Olafs when you get up there.
I can imagine kids there at home, they're listening to this and they'll imagine, you know, making like a whole bunch of guys
yes.
on this side. And then there'll be another bunch of guys on the other side. There'll be like War of the Snowmen in a kind of like... You know,
they
gamers,
will play.
You know?
Yeah.
They play games with the children, and yes, there's a lot of snowball fights and a lot of ice skating. Of course, there's hot cocoa. You know, all the things you would expect to have at Christmas time. Down here, much of it is up there. People love each other. They visit each other a lot during that time. They all go to Christmas Town together.
Now, I thought of a really weird question.
Okay, what is that?
So. You know, everyone goes to the mall and goes shopping and stuff at Christmas time. Is that a kind of part? Because, you know, it's kind of like, it's what people connect with Christmas here. I know it sounds kind of strange.
Gift giving and shopping?
Well, yeah, that whole thing, you know, because that's a huge part
yeah.
of people's culture in America anyway. And England, where I came from.
There are places all over heaven to shop, not just Christmas
time. So that's a whole different thing though. That's not really included in Christmas Land per se, because you're not going out and getting gifts for a certain day.
Oh, if people in Christmas Town have gifts where they make things, of
okay.
course.
Okay.
But you don't have to pay for them. That's the best part. You go shopping, not paying. So no matter what gifts you get, it costs you nothing.
And you can still wrap it.
You of course can wrap it.
Christmas wrapping paper.
And you can go take them to people's mansions
yeah.
and leave them and visit them. Of course, that would not be left out, because I think besides loving God and living in the peace of God, the second thing they do the most, besides worship Him, is to give gifts. Everywhere you go, you give gifts, and when you get there, people have gifts for you. So in Christmas Town, of course, remember the gifts are already under the tree. Those are from Nick. He is still a toy maker, and he makes things to give in the gifts. People who here on earth would have the gift of a toy maker or all kinds of real cool things, they would actually live in Christmastown and make those gifts to be given away. So they will be gifts to give.
They get to work with Santa.
I think my brother will be there. You know which one I'm talking about, right, Jen?
Yes. Is there any elves?
Are there elves?
And are they sharp?
I will tell you this. I have to say this. There are all sizes and types of angels. And there's even some small enough that people would say that looks like a fairy. It's not a fairy. Those are very small angels, very delicate, very beautiful. And of course, they fly. They have like real pretty wings and stuff like that. And some of them take care of the waterfalls and the brooks in heaven. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's per se elves. But like I said, we have seen some of the host of heaven.
It's probably right? Some fun activity in Christmas with them.
Yeah.
Probably.
There are the host of heaven. And I actually have a picture. And if I find it over the next couple of days, I'm going to post it. Because on my birthday a few years ago, the Father said, go outside. Some of the host have come to sing happy birthday to you. And in the sky, Jen and I both saw, coming out of a portal, this host of heaven that had ears just like an elf.
He had pointed ears.
Pointed ears, just like one.
A pointed hat.
A pointed hat.
And he was holding a staff.
A scepter thing or staff, something like that.
It was wild.
It was wild. And if I find it, I'm going to post it, okay? Because I'm telling you, God's creativity is so great. I am not saying there are elves in heaven. All right, but there are creatures that probably would look like one you would think it would. And so heaven is just amazing, a beautiful place. But they do celebrate Christmas. Nick is there. He does give out gifts. You can have snowball fights as long as you want to. And then have a birthday party for Jesus Christ.
That's so cool.
So why not?
Do Mary and Joseph ever go to Christmastown?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure they do.
Of course, they helped to raise Jesus, remember?
Is there any really weird, quirky things that you remember about Christmas time which you think people would think was quite odd or unusual that just struck you? Like someone?
Well, I think the oddest thing to me was that the snow came alive.
Right, right. Okay.
And no matter what you built, it came to life.
What did the snowballs
do? Oh, the snowballs. I saw people throwing snowballs, and the snowballs were yelling, I'm going to hit you. You can't run fast enough. So the whole time these snowballs are being thrown, they're actually like talking.
Even
if they hit somebody and splattered, it just make up another one and there it is again. It'll be talking again. So I think those and the colored snow. That's not something you would expect to see down here, right? And of course, getting in a sleigh and going through the sky, which happens all over heaven. So that's not even necessarily just a Christmastown thing. But it is something that does happen in Christmas time.
So people have their mansions made out of snow?
I would think if they loved it. If it was something they wanted, can you imagine, though, that your mansion would be talking to you all the time?
Yeah.
About something.
Yeah, that would be funny.
So I think, there was quite a few things. No matter where I go in heaven, or I am taken in heaven, which I don't take myself up there.
Jesus is not threatened at all.
Jesus
by Santa Claus,
is not threatened
Saint Nicholas.
By Saint Nick at all. No, he is a very close friend of his because he stood up for Jesus Christ, the name of Christ.
Yes.
The sovereignty of him. He stood up for
and
him
Saint Nicholas
adamantly.
Loves Jesus very much.
And he does love Jesus very
and
much.
And there's a movie that we love that we would recommend.
Oh, this
recommend
is a great idea. This is
if you can
find it.
Everybody.
Yeah. They're hard to find.
It's hard to find,
but it's
I'm
worth
sure
it.
You could find it. It's called Saving Christmas,
yes.
And it was written and I think produced and even starred in by Kirk Cameron,
yes.
And he goes down the line of every reason why we have things, like why we have a Christmas tree, why there are presents under the tree, why we decorate the tree. Then he talks about Saint Nicholas and his
description. He actually gives you a pictorial image. He does like a little replay of what
it's
his life is like.
It's such a good movie, and it's funny.
And it is very funny.
Because it's his brother-in-law who's having the issue with Christmas.
Yeah.
And he doesn't
why it's so wrong,
yeah,
and why
he doesn't
want to so
celebrate it anymore. It's become too commercialized, and Santa Claus is pushing Jesus out of the manger. And so he explains everything, and it's got comedy in it.
It's got comedy.
And his sister, his actual
and
sister.
And it has some historical significance about Nicholas's life. So it's definitely worth seeing.
Yeah, so you have to search online for it. But
search
it's
online.
Saving Christmas by Kirk Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And the best part of
You'll
the movie is when he talks about St. Nicholas.
Yes,
it is.
It is.
We won't tell you what happens. But
no, we're not
so going
to tell you. But
it's
you do need to find it. Maybe there'll be a resurgence of demand for the movie, so they'll have to start releasing it again. But it was something that was made, was very special, and Kirk was very serious. But you know, when God loves people and He sends you here for a purpose, and then you do that, it so blesses the heart of God. And I know people have all these amazing places created in heaven for them to use their gifts all the time. If you're an athlete, you're going to get to play football, or you're going to get to play basketball. You're going to do like any of the snow things, like Olympics and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to miss doing that in heaven. It's just going to be a lot better. And the reason you do it is to give Christ all the points.
Yep.
Jesus
That's
gets
right.
all the points in basketball and football. It's amazing. You need to go back and look around for those videos.
I'll
put
tell you
there.
This thing that popped into my head. Now, this is a bit off of the subject, but it's still kind of fun. Because the Mary Poppins film came out, didn't it? And
yes,
the
it did.
Mary watched
Poppins
that.
Returns.
Yes.
And there was a few things in that film. Like, you know the way that they got transported into different worlds and stuff
yes.
like that?
Yes.
It's almost, and even the musical side of it.
Yes.
I would love to go to a place up there where they suddenly can break into song about crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Because that, to me, is just so creative.
Yeah.
And you know what? This is true. Absolutely true. They were showing many things in that movie. We
I
just
kept
saw
looking
it.
At her in the theater because...
We were looking
Name
at each other
a few,
knowing...
because this is quite
okay.
current. It's coming
like,
out all
well,
over
the
world.
Oh, well, the painting's coming to life.
The painting's coming to life.
Whether it was the chalk art
Don't
on the
Don't give away
ground.
The story because my people might not know that at
I
the
know.
End of it... Oh, no. I won't give it away.
Even if whether it was
and
the chalk art
they...
on the ground or paintings, they come to life in heaven. All of the art. There's no disgusting, vile, violent stuff up there. But all of the art that is painted there in heaven, when you walk past it, it comes to life. And you can go into those places that you painted. So that, to me, was a witty idea put into the head of those producers for Mary Poppins
yeah.
to put that stuff in the movie. That doesn't just come from nowhere.
And then the part where they were... taking the bath and they went into the water.
Yes.
And they were swimming with the dolphins. I'm like, that's
oh,
the
yes.
crystal sea
yeah.
right there. Because
in
the crystal sea, you can swim with the dolphins.
You can swim and breathe
and
the water.
And all the stuff they were seeing
right.
under there. And then they floated out in bubbles.
In bubbles. That's one of the
and
ways
you travel. Children travel in bubbles.
Around
in
heaven in bubbles, they do. So, see, this is it. These ideas, witty ideas, they come down from heaven.
Yep.
And they drop into the mind of people in the earth. Some people take them and make it. Some people don't do anything with it. But we're entering into new times, since you mentioned it, that many things will be invented that never got invented before. And a lot of believers, He's going to give those ideas to them.
And that brings me back to earlier when we were talking about Christmastown, and you were saying...
Even the thing about her floating with her umbrella.
Yeah.
People travel around heaven, not just with umbrellas, but flower copters and all kinds of ways. So... They're really, and people break out in song everywhere, Chris, just in case you want to know that. There's laughter, there's celebration,
there's
adventure.
There's the squirrels, the singing telegram
right.
squirrels.
We'll go into that another time. we'll go into that another. You just wait one day when you get up there and you're going to realize, oh, all of that stuff is
yep.
real. You know why? Because our God is a great creator and He wants us to enjoy our life and have fun and adventure. He didn't create evil. He did
That's
not.
That's right.
You and know, I, God made Lucifer. He didn't make Satan. Lucifer did that.
And I was going to say, the creator, the person who wrote the story, Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
That was a witty idea.
It was
because
amazing.
Snow comes to life when you make it a snowman.
Yes.
It was kind of a revelation.
It was.
You know,
so
I've seen many revelations in many movies. I always pick decent ones, but there are more and more. I am literally seeing what is in heaven be created in picture, in sound, in this earth.
The thing that struck me about the film, when this is a slightly different take on it, but the way that they could step in to these realms
mm-hmm.
almost seemed like kind of what's going on a little bit, if you know what I mean. Like people, because it's like they went down into the bath, didn't they? And
yeah.
they ended up in that world.
Yeah.
But it's almost like you can use your imagination to... You know,
and your childlike faith, and
to sort
yeah.
of go into sort of understanding heaven. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like, if if you let your imagination go, it's almost like you can use that to kind
of... Why do you think he says you must be like a little child to enter in? Because children
The way it blends
have...
together in the film, it's almost like it gives you permission to be a bit wild and crazy, right?
Even in Winnie the Pooh, when the little characters, which were...
from Christopher
Her
Robin,
stuffed
yeah.
animals, the stuffed animals and stuff like that, that actually happens in heaven also. That things that you play with and it could come to life.
So the, imaginary
the
friends.
The merry-go-round in heaven, all the animals are alive that you ride on. So really, I do believe these are like tips or ideas when people see this actually could maybe be possible.
In a sense, we kind of know it is, but then we grow up, right? Because when you're young, you're like, your situation was probably different, Kat, because you saw things even as a young girl, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But a lot of people have they have an imaginary person, don't they? And it's kind of like they connect with it. There's probably more going on there than we all probably realize. But as a seer, probably you would have seen...
More and more, though, in the world, this world itself, I am seeing more things from heaven. And we are now already in... Christmas Eve time. Woo-hoo! We've crossed over into the next day here in Florida, and we celebrate it. Get your bells out, Jen. Merry Christmas and a great New Year.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Santa here. Very Merry Christmas and the happiest New Year. Ho, ho, ho.